after declaring that he would not redeem the land, or Naomi, or Elimelech's line. This Mr. What's-His-Name in Ruth chapter 4 tells Boaz, "Have at it, brother." And then they have this formal legal transaction that's a bit strange. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Let's watch this formal legal proceeding take place. Ruth chapter 4 verse 7. Now this was the custom in the former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. To confirm a transaction, the one drew off his sandal and gave it to the other. And this was the manner of attesting in Israel. So when the redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," he drew off his sandal. The best guess that I have seen as to what this gesture really means is that it was a contractual way of saying, "I'm handing off my right to tread on this soil to you." And Boaz joyfully accepts. So what do we see here? We see Boaz embracing not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. The provision of the kinsman redeemer was voluntary, but it was put into place so people could display God's grace and provision and that they could care for those who could not provide for themselves in order to maintain their inheritance in the promised land. Boaz was putting the needs and interests of others in front of his own. He cared about keeping God's instruction and God's law because he saw that as the best avenue for ministering to real people with real struggles and real needs, and a real way of advancing God's redemptive plan through his life. And through that, Boaz, through his self-sacrifice, was raising a banner that said, "God's name is my boast." Ruth as well was putting her hope in God's word and depending on someone else's sacrifice to redeem her. So Boaz embraces the word of God and advances the cause of God's great name at great cost to himself. All of those reasons and responsibilities that we listed off for Mr. What's-His-Name as to why he refused to redeem the land, they are gladly and joyfully taken up by Boaz. He loves God's word, and it appears that he loves Ruth, and for the sake of God's fame and for the sake of Ruth's love, Boaz quickly announces, "I will buy the land and I will make Ruth my wife." When you pray today, please remember Raina Costa El-Haj and her family are missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the English Native American LifeWord broadcast that's heard in America.